see. Within this learned title, I'll explain later what is this title. Four Buddhas have already appeared. Akkusanda, Ponagama, Kashyapa, Gautama, or Sakyamuni Buddha. Again, the Buddha says, when he was about to pass away, attain Parinibbana, when his disciples started to cry, he said, don't worry. If you have not completed your journey, that means if you are not perfect yet, still there is hope. In time to come, before the end of this world cycle, another Buddha will appear. He has given the name as Maitreya. He will be the last Buddha before the end of this world cycle. Now let us explain what is this world cycle. Remember, world or the universe or the universes are not permanent. Anything that which come into existence as component things, the combinations of elements and matter or energy, never exists without changing, decaying and disappearing. Everything that which exists, not only here in this world, the Buddha introduced all these things by using one word. That is called sankhara. Sabbe sankhara anicca. Sabbe sankhara dukkha. Buddhists always recite these verses for their meditation. This is vipassana meditation. The meaning. All these component things, sankhara. What do you mean by component things? Earlier I have explained. The combinations of elements and energies and mental elements. Component things. Subjects to the universal law of impermanency, not permanent. Sabbe sankhara dukkha. All these component things are subject to the unsatisfactoriness, physically and mentally. Some people believe that human beings experience suffering, sicknesses, old age, death, misery because of that original sin. Let us investigate further. At the same time, they also see that animals have no soul, only humans. Earlier they have said, only man got the soul, but not the woman. If a woman also wants to go to heaven, she has to use her husband's passport. Why did they want to create these cock and bull stories? To keep women folk under control as servants, slaves to their husbands. Today they are not ready to listen to these theories. see, those animals also experience sicknesses, old age, death, and suffering. Is it due to their original sin? Not only that. What about the plant life? You can see plant life also suffer from various sicknesses, cancer, skin disease, and decay, old age, and death. Is it due to the original sin of that plant? That is why we have to use our common sense. It is not due to any original sin. In fact, we commit every day, every minute we commit sins. Remember this. Every time we develop, harbor, anger, jealousy, grudge, and selfishness, we commit sins. Every time when we utter dirty, vulgar, wicked, harmful words, we commit sins. Whatever we do with selfishness, by disturbing, hurting, destroying, bluffing, swindling others, we create sins. Then why do we want to refer only to one original sin? Here the Buddha says, throughout our life we accumulate good and bad karmas. When we experience good and bad effect, result. And this is natural. Then, just now I promised to explain the world cycle. Everything that exists is subject to this universal law of impermanency and unsatisfactoriness. What is this unsatisfactoriness? Friction, clashes, or conflicts, disagreement. It is a stomach ache, many kinds of sicknesses, friction, clashes, disagreement, imbalance of elements and energies in our physical body. It is not due to original sin. The plant life also experience, because they also maintain same elements and energies, but no consciousness. Among the five senses, plant life experience only one, that is feeling. Ekindriya satta. Living being, they are also living being. I've got only one sense, but we have five. Now this is the difference between plant life and human. Then what is the difference between humans and animals? Animals also have all the five senses. But the mental faculty, the formations of their mental faculties, it starts. They cannot make use of the mental energy. Because of that, they cannot use sense of reasoning and understanding. Otherwise, feeling, sensation, fear, craving, anger, jealousy, they do have just like humans. called dukkha. It is natural. When we analyze scientifically, again they support what the Buddha has said. To scientists there is no original sin. They say, if anything that which exists, the things exist because of friction. If there is no friction, there is no vision, no visible object. That is what the Buddha has said earlier. That is why people say Buddhism is a scientific religion. So the whole world is impermanent and the friction changes always take place. It is not an act of God or devil. The Buddhism analyzes the whole universe into four periods. Not only this world. This world is nothing. When you compare with all the other existing universes, not only one universe, certain scientists also mentioned earlier, the Buddha also mentioned it, when he was walking along the seashore, he has taken a little bit of grain of sand into his hand. Then, look here. Now you can understand the amount of sand in my hand. Yes. You can see the amount of sand all along the seashore, not only here, all over the country. Yes. And all the other existing world system, universes, are just like these grains of sand here. Because our knowledge, our five senses are very, very limited. Therefore, we create our own imagination. To us, this is the whole world. This is only a grain of sand in the universe. He mentioned this in many of his discourses. People laughed at him. Because they could not understand. Dhamma Chakka Sutta, the first sermon, Mahasamaya Sutta, Assembly of Devas, and many other places, he said, Dhatra Sahasri Loka Dhatu, Padra Sahasri Loka Dhatu, 10,000 world system, 100,000 world system, where there are some sort of living beings. He uttered this word 2,500 years ago. People couldn't understand. Not only that, he said, there are thousands of suns and thousands of moons in the space. Today, astronomers, they have seen so many other suns also. Then, now let us confine only to this. To analyze the world cycle. Samvartha, Samvartasthai, Vivartha, Vivartasthai, four periods. Now then you can see the beginning. Beginning of the world and the beginning of the life. One period. Let us start from today onwards. the world or one particular planet exist for a long period, millions or billions or trillions or more than that, but not permanent. Now that is one period. But within this period, without our knowledge, many changes take place. Recently I have read an article published in London. In that article it is mentioned, when we analyze atom, there are three main energies. Although I have not studied nuclear science, according to my limited knowledge, if I am wrong, please correct me. Electron, neutron, proton. Otherwise, there is no atom. So the combinations of these three maintain this atomic energy. So everything exists because of this atom. In our body also we have, otherwise we cannot exist. No formations of life. When you study the Buddhist history, you can see one Buddhist scholar, he was a Mahayana Buddhist scholar, Vasubandhu. Fourth century, first time in the history, a person who mentioned about atom, Paramanu. Before that, people never heard anything about Paramanu. A Buddhist scholar. But he did not develop to make atom bomb. Now this article says, among those three, electron, neutron and proton, proton already started to decay, fade away. So when this particular energy starts to decay, the other existing energies also cannot balance. Then deterioration, destruction take place. That means according to scientific theories, already started. That is why we experience a lot of changes all over the world today. Then start the second period. Noticeable or visible changes, decay and destruction. Continue, then going on reducing all the existing thing in this world. The second period. Then the third period, complete emptiness, darkness. That means this particular globe is not visible, disintegrated, is all. Here there is another important point. What will happen to all these living beings on this earth today? Now I mentioned, universe is infinite. There is no limit. There are living beings, 10,000, 100,000 or more than that. World system, different forms of living beings. But he has categorized all of them into 31 groups. Different forms, visible, invisible. Again summarized into 3. Kamaloka, Rupaloka, Arupaloka. Sensual world. And here we are in sensual world. Human beings, animals, and some of the devas. Those who experience sensual pleasure through their senses belong to this group. We had to face so many problems and worries and miseries and pains because of this. We want to indulge. We want to entertain. We like to experience pleasure. To satisfy this, we adopt any kind of crooked, dangerous, harmful method. Now then we have no peace. Always fear, tension, suspicion, insecurity, unhappiness we maintain in our mind. So you cannot settle this problem simply by praying to any god or praying to Buddha also. Remember, this is the need. But if you know how to act wisely, you know there is a well-known saying, believe in God is very good. No one can say it is bad. Pray to God for your protection, precautions, very good. But don't forget to close the door when you go out. There is no guarantee that God will look after your house until you come back. After this period, dark period, all these existing living beings reappear, that means rebirth, take place in any of those 31 planes of existence according to their own karma. There is nobody to take them. We have our own karmic energy. So our existence takes place in one of those places during that period. Then come to the last one. All those dispersed particles, when they were disintegrated, remember, energies, magnetic power, gravity, never disappear. No one can destroy them. Then take a long period for all these dispersed particles to accumulate. Going on accumulating, especially molecules. Then the formations of another planet slowly take place. Now these are the four periods. exist, decay, disappear, reappear. And this is the nature. And this life also exists, decay, suffer, die, and disappear. Again, reappear. And then there is a controversy. After our death, some people say only either heaven or hell, no other choice. Some others say, why only heaven and hell? There are so many other places also. Here, Buddhism, Hinduism, Jainism, so many other religions. 31 planes of existence, not only heaven and hell. We don't deny the existence of hell and heaven. But the Buddhist concept of heaven and hell, please remember, not located, not created in any particular area. If you read Majjhima Nikaya, Sutra Pitaka, where Buddha has mentioned, only religious teacher who says like this, you must understand, hell is not located under this earth or under that great ocean or at the bottom of the Mahameru. But these are the imaginations they have created few thousand years ago and recorded in their holy books without analyzing. And see what the Buddha said. Some others who wanted to go and enjoy their heavenly bliss after their death came and asked, you know, we are worldly people, we have no time to meditate and observe all the precepts and this and that. We want to enjoy our life. Even then, after our death, we want to go to heaven. Can you please tell us how to do that? Then the Buddha said, so why do you want to wait until you die to experience heavenly bliss? Here, in this world, you can experience heavenly bliss. We can create heaven and hell both here, in this world. Of course, there are some people who say, heaven and hell exist only here in this world. They are wrong. Not only in this world. Wherever we experience pleasant, peaceful, prosperous, happy life, it is heaven. Wherever we experience miserable, unfortunate life, where we suffer physically and mentally, it is hell. And this is the Buddhist concept. Then, you have learned the Buddhist concept of this world. Then what about the life? Earlier I have told you, Christianity, Islam, strongly believe that God created Adam and Eve, first human life. So we are the descendants. And we have become sinners. Buddhism also says something similar to that. When you read Abhidhamma Sutra in Sutra Pitaka, there you can find the wonderful story. The origin of human life on this earth. When the formation has taken place, after going through these four periods, when everything is favorable on this earth, atmosphere, environment, water, Kanda and see what it is. That is what Buddhism says. He came down to this earth. After that, they experienced a wonderful aroma, very tempting. The cream here on this earth. They have taken a little bit and tasted. Wonderful. Then they have developed their craving in their mind. Because of this craving, this mental pollution, they have lost their so-called supernatural power to go back. If there is no craving in our mind, fear never appears. If there is no craving, jealousy never appears. Then grudge and enmity never appear. Craving is the main cause. Selfishness or craving. When all these defilements developed in the mind, at the beginning, these two figures had no sex formation, neither man or woman. Because most of those Brahmas are free from this problem. They can lead a very peaceful life. Because of sex, I think majority here in this world suffer more than enjoy their sex life. After this mental pollution, the sex organ as male and female also originated. Then develop, produce. There is another important point. When God created Adam and Eve, devil came and created temptations in their mind. Then they became sinners. The Buddhism never invited devil for that. Now this is very important. What happened? Those Brahmas who have suppressed, controlled their craving, but not completely eradicated. Now this is the disadvantage of life in heaven and Brahma world. They can lead a very peaceful and calm life for a long period. But certain degrees of defilement still remains in the mind. So under certain circumstances, these things can be aroused. So they could not control their hidden craving after testing this. So no devil there. Now there is a big problem. We say Buddhism is a scientific religion. Earlier I have mentioned theory of evolution discovered by Charles Darwin. The life was originated from amoeba. Now these two things contradict. Christianity, Islam start from Adam and Eve. Buddhism start from these two Brahmas who have come down from another planet. But Start Darwin, start from amoeba. Then what is the agreement between Buddhism and the scientific theory? Now this is the solution. Well-known Buddhist scholars who have studied this unbiasedly without depending on mythologies analyze and say those two Brahma figures who appeared on this earth is a mythology. Because in India, without introducing a Brahma, very difficult to convince the masses. So why the interference of Brahma we have introduced here? To convince the masses in that country where people respect, pay homage and listen to Brahma. So these stories we should not take for granted. That is not very important. To understand the real nature of the enlightenment of the Buddha, those miracles and stories are not important. Now, what is the conclusion? When everything is ready, here, in this particular area, or the globe, those who have departed from this world after the destruction and rebirth has taken place in heaven or Devaloka, Brahma world and various other worlds. After their death, when the elements and cosmic energies are ready to absorb their departed consciousness, again absorb the ingredients are ready here to absorb the mental energy. Then the life again in different forms, not only human beings, animals and various other forms of living beings started to exist. So when we analyze in this way, there is no difficulty for us to merge theory of evolution with Buddhism. Then, the time that we use to find out the origin of our life is like this. And I give a simple parable. You want to find out the origin of a river. Where this river started from? Then you go on surveying, climbing hills and rocks and here and there and found out a particular area, the water dripping from the bottom of a rock or hill found out. Now that is the beginning of the river. You discover. Now some others say that should not be the beginning. And where is this water coming from? They wanted to climb the top of the hills and the rocks and found out the water is accumulated on the top. Slowly started dripping and dripping and dripping and outlet is there. To them, the beginning of the river is not the bottom of the rock, but the top of the rock. Then some others say, then how this water accumulated on the top, where this water come from? And they realize this is nothing but rainwater. So the beginning of the river is the rainbow. And again, some others say, how this rainwater come into existence? What is the origin of the rainwater? Then they analyze. Water is nothing but combinations of oxygen and hydrogen, but they analyze. But the sunlight, the rays, that evaporate the water from the earth, mix up the cloud, again drop. Now this is rain. The water which has been evaporated from the same river goes up and drop somewhere else and again come back to the same river. Now where is the beginning of this river? Yeah, the beginning and ending join together. Now you can understand why the Buddha always used a circle. Because in a circle you cannot find out the beginning or the end. Wheel, dharma chakra, wheel of action, the thumb law, and paticca samuppada, 12 links, a wheel. Now again, scientific discovery which supports the Buddha's analysis, theory of relativity. The Buddha has announced this as paticca samuppada, dependent upon origins. That means nothing can exist or appear in this world without depending on something else. And that something else depends on another thing. And that thing depends on another thing. Then go one big round, again come back to the other end. This is called relativity. So when you observe unbiasedly, you can understand what the Buddha has said. Then he has given this warning. You may discover to a certain extent the beginning of your life by knowing that, by realizing this, what do you gain? Can you get rid of your suffering by knowing the origin of your life? Can you get rid of your sicknesses and worries by knowing the origin of your life? Can you stop your death by knowing the origin of your life? When Manukya Buddha, another disciple of the Buddha, posed this question to the Buddha, he asked this, what do you gain? It is utter wastage. Your duty is to start from today onwards. By realizing what this life is, the formation, the condition, the situation, the elements, but don't go beyond that. You can maintain theories and belief and imagination, but never contribute anything for you to be good or to be religious or to train your mind. People have landed on the moon. They glorify. Human beings have landed on the moon. Today they are very clever people. What have they discovered by landing on the moon? show gold on the moon. Today you can see blood bath on the moon. The Americans have landed. Next time Russia also landed in the war. Worldly minded people, whatever they discover, they use only for this purpose. No spiritual development, no mental training, no salvation. So your duty is to start from today onwards by realizing who you are, why you are here. That is more than enough.